I want to thank, I want to say hello to those others who are joining us this morning. John and Rosetta, they're here this morning, and some folks from Juneau. Kermit is here with us this morning, and there's one other, my some friends from Fairbanks, Kempith Laya and her husband Keith, and mom's here too. So Miss Louise is with us right morning. So we welcome you here. I do. We'll continue this morning in our third series and third message in the series. And we'll look at Isaiah 9 again. Isaiah 9, 2, and then 6 through 7. It was again encouraging to hear. I received a message from a little guy. His name is Jeremiah. His name is Jeremiah Watkins, and he's about 5 years old. And his parents, the Watkins family, who are usually here, but they are here. I saved them to last. They're here with us this morning via Facebook. And Jeremiah, he sent me a Marco Polo last week. Just the cutest thing. And he said, Pastor JR, you forgot about Black Widow and Spider-Man and Hawkeye when you're talking about the heroes. And so he went on further to tell me, to share with me what it meant to have Jesus in his heart, and sharing that, and how motivating, how encouraging that it is to know that a five-year-old gets it. And so there are other youth that were here last week. They also let me know that I forgot some of the superheroes. So if anything, I know that some people were listening to that part of the message. So, but it was great to receive that message from Jeremiah to tell me, hey, I'm listening, Pastor, but you forgot somebody. So it's just great to have the ears of the young ones listening and getting it. Again, this morning, we will be on a third message in this series entitled Everlasting Father. And so so Isaiah 9, 2 reads, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Heavenly Father, this morning, how we are encouraged by the reading of your word this morning, knowing that you are a wonderful counselor. You're that mighty God. You are the everlasting Father and that Prince of Peace. I ask that you be with me this morning as I share, and let me share what you would have me to share. In your name I pray. Amen. Well, this scripture that we've been focusing on for this Advent season in Jesus, we have a mighty God, we have a wonderful counselor, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. The first title, you know, Wonderful Counselor, reminds us that our Savior has this incredible wisdom that he wants to impart on each and every one of us. He has it. He says, but you got to ask. I'm willing to give it to you. He has this wisdom, this counsel. It's never wrong. And he reminds us that in this his second title that we see here, that he's a mighty God, reminds us that the Savior has the power and the ability to fulfill all the promises and to rescue us. He's that strong. He's that mighty. He's that superhero who doesn't need a cape. And today we look at this title, Everlasting Father. We see the compassion and love of a Savior who will never leave us. What is fascinating about this title is that Jesus, not God, you see all these descriptors, that they're naming Jesus, not God. He's referred to as an everlasting Father. Jesus, not God, the Father, and yet God and Son are one. Jesus stated in John 14:7, it's not going to come up on your screen, but if you know me, you would know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. I know it's kind of hard for us to wrap our heads around that sometimes, and there are people who spend a lifetime trying to wrap their head around that Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We can barely comprehend that divine mystery, and we trust it, just like we trust the word that is printed on this paper we have in front of us. I'll tell you, if you don't believe in this, I'll put it this way. You have to believe in this. You've got to believe in this. His word. Jesus, our everlasting Father. So let's before we get into this, let's talk about earthly fathers, all right? And so when we look at earthly fathers, unfortunately, we are painfully aware that our earthly fathers, those who walk on this earth, might not always live up to our expectations. And no matter how good your father is, or the fathers here, because there's some pretty decent fathers here. I will admit, I'm not saying that I'm one of them, but I'm saying that there's some pretty decent fathers in here that I know. But kids, don't beat me up. Your dad's not perfect. Your dad's not perfect. Not all the time. He's not perfect. And I know that there's sometimes, now I can speak to this personally, that that sometimes fathers disappoint us. Sometimes our fathers aren't present in our lives as they should be. And I say this because if you've experienced a father who wasn't there for you, a father who it just seemed didn't get what trying to be a father was about, a father that was negative, it's kind of hard. No, it's not kind of. It's hard. It's hard to see. It's hard to see our Heavenly Father when our perception of a father has been tainted by a father walking on the earth. Now, granted, if your dad rocked, then you're like, you have no problem. Heavenly Father, Everlasting Father, I get it. Because if my Heavenly Father is 10 times than my earthly father, oh, wow. Man. But for those who have been hurt and disappointed, it's kind of hard. But this is not what we see in Jesus. Scripture paints the picture of a present and loving Father, one who is with us. He's a Father that you can depend on. He will never leave us, and He'll never abandon you. And you're going to hear me say this a lot of times this morning, because I just need for you to hear that. I need you to hear about the Heavenly Father that is not going to abandon you, one who is always going to love you. Regardless of how your father treated you here on earth, this father, oh man, he's an everlasting father, and this father rocks. So it will help you if you kind of if you take the image of your earthly father, and maybe right now just say, okay, I'm just going to put that to the side right now, all right? And just concentrate on the wonderful parental character of our everlasting Father, the one who loves us. I don't know what your relationship is with your father, with your earthly father. I know how mine is with my father, my earthly father. It's a lot better now. It's a lot better now. It used to not be so. I can call him now. And he can say, hey, son, what's up? And as we look at what this everlasting Father is all about, There's some nuances. There's some nuggets, as I like to say. There's some nuggets in this that we see about our everlasting Father. We see that, one, He's a relational, loving Father. Two, we see that He is always with us. And three, the second and third kind of gel together, but that He will never leave us. So let's talk about this first one, a relational, loving Father. Most of you, we just sang this song, Good, Good Father. That's one of my favorites. That's one of my faves, all right? It's a part of my story to coming here. The second one, and maybe some of you even know that this is probably just by my reaction, because I always have to say something about it, is a song, Reckless Love. And I didn't want to ask our praise team to sing yet another song, one of my faves. I didn't want to be a praise and worship of JR's faves of worshiping our God. But this is another one of my faves. It came out about a year ago, or not a year ago, it came out a year before I came here to Palmer, right? And so this song, it's pursuing, it talks about Him pursuing us. How He loves us, He loves us in our skin. The song says, it says, there's a portion that says, there's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. I just have a picture that's so vivid in my mind of a father who says, hey, I love you, and don't worry about those lies. Don't worry about that. That you and I, we know the truth. I got you covered. I have you covered. And I don't care where you're at. I will come and get you. I don't care what mountaintop you're on top of. I will come and get you. You mean that much to me. A wall? Are you kidding me? I'll knock down any wall for you. There's nothing that can stop me. Nothing that will stop me. That this never-ending, reckless love of God, this kind of love is not something everyone can fully comprehend, but is the love of an everlasting Father. If you've never been loved like that, it's kind of hard to think that somebody would do all of that for you. In these four titles of Jesus in that are pointed out in Isaiah 9, it appears that the most personal name that speaks out to me and maybe to you is that there's this direct relationship we can understand this Father, this everlasting Father. It speaks of relationship. And there's nothing like that relationship between a father and his kid when they're sharing back and forth. And those of you who are parents, you know what I'm talking about. When your kid says, "Hey, can I just hang out with you for a minute?" Or maybe you remember as a kid, if you had one of those great dads that would, you'd say, "Hey, Dad, can I have a minute?" And your dad says, "Sure. Come here, son. Come here, daughter." Jesus is just not our Savior, our Counselor, our Mighty God, our victorious Messiah. Jesus is our everlasting Father, a perfect expression of God's love. In coming to earth, Jesus stretched out his God's love to establish a relationship with humanity. I think the only way for some people to understand is like, you know, it's like, you know, whatever movie star, or just think of who your favorite movie star is, or maybe who your favorite musician is. And can you just imagine them flying into your hometown, you know, in the Palmer or in Fairbanks, wherever you may be listening at? Can you imagine them just flying in and all of a sudden there's like a knock on the door and you're like, you open it up like, "Oh, I can't believe this person is here. Can you believe this person is here in my house? They're right here." Whoever that person might be for you. And they're like, they're so way up here and I'm so way down here, but they knocked on my door and they came here to hang out with me. They came here to sing a song with me. Because they know that that's my favorite artist and they're singing my song. Our Heavenly Father, our everlasting Father, sent his Son so he could have that type of relationship with us. He's just saying, "Yeah, I'm big, but you're big to me. You mean the world to me." The name Everlasting Father and the truth of a loving Savior is reinforced in a couple scriptures. If you want to turn with me, and they'll also be on the screen. But Matthew 28:20, where Jesus tells his disciples, "Remember, I am the way. Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." And then in Deuteronomy 31:8, he says, "He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." The promise of these scriptures are not ones that we'll ever be able to experience totally, because, I mean, if we look at the one to the end of age, we haven't gotten to the end of age yet, but we know that he's been with us so far. Isn't it comforting to you to know that he's with you right there? He's like saying, "Hey, JR, I'm with you." Jesus is always with us. Let me move to that. He is always with us. In Matthew 28:20, he says, Jesus tells his disciples, remember that I am with you always to the end of age. A vital characteristic of any good father that cares for his children and meets them where they are in good times and bad. A kid who's, and I talked about us as kids. As kids, when we're going, when we have anxiety of, or uncertainty or fear, Jesus says he's with us. Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? Somebody, just tell me, Emmanuel. What does that name mean? What does that title mean? That's right, God with us. God with us. We are cared for, and we are cared. He is all. We are always there in His presence. I don't care what you say. I think each of us has a longing to be loved. I know that there's some people that we know that are harder than woodpecker lips, right? But you know that deep down, they want to be loved. They might put up a front like, I don't care, I don't need to be loved. You know, and I think maybe because they've never experienced love. But when you experience the love of our everlasting Father, there's nothing like it. I think as children, as Jeremiah told me, he says, we're all brought up to know that Jesus, it's comforting to know that Jesus is in our hearts. And although he's not physically there, but he's there present with us. And I always, you know, he's in our heart. Why is he in our heart? Why is he not in our lungs? Well, why is he not in our brains? Because that heart is that life support item that pumps the blood throughout the rest of the body, right? The heart pushes it out and brings it back. That's why he's there. He's with us. We're never alone. So, let's look at this last point, that he'll never leave us. We read it earlier in Deuteronomy 31:8. Deuteronomy 31:8. It tells us he will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. There's a fire on the west coast of great magnitude a couple years back. And these hot shots were out there taking care of walking through. The fire was pretty much controlled. And they're just walking through, just saying, okay, there's some smoke over there, and putting it out. And so as they're walking along the trail, this one firefighter noticed that there's this lump in the middle of the trail. And he's like, you know, kind of curious as to what that lump might be. And so as he got closer to it, he's like, oh, wow, that's a large bird. That's a large bird in the trail. And he was kind of puzzled, because a bird, they sense, I mean, it's not like those who have to walk on the ground, right? A bird sees trouble, it can fly away. And so something must have been definitely wrong to where a bird is caught up and is dead in the middle of the trail. And so as this firefighter came up closer to this dead bird, this large dead bird on the ground, he kind of kicked it to get it off the trail. But when he kicked it, all of a sudden there was like this fluttering that went on underneath this dead bird. These little baby birds were underneath this carcass. And this bird, this mom bird, she's mother bird, said she allowed her body to take the brunt of the fire and the heat. The mom said, hey, I'm going to absorb this so that my babies can have a chance to live. Oh, it is so hot. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, that mama bird could have just said, you know, I'm out. I can have four more new babies. I could just sky out, but this mom bird, mother bird said, hey, these are my babies, and they mean all the world to me. And I am willing to give my life for them. Jesus, our everlasting Father, also has that same imagery. He's as we find in text, we're in Matthew 23:37, where it says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Our Heavenly Father sent his Son to say, come on, come on, come on, I'm covering you. I'm going to die on the cross so that you can have everlasting life. I don't want you to be scorched. I want you to have life. And if I have to die so that you can have life and have it in abundance and have life full, I am here for you. I am willing to do anything to include dying for you. So it's wherever you're at right now, you've got to know that he's saying, hey, hey, I'm right here. Our everlasting Father will not leave us or abandon us. We have comfort. We have comfort in knowing that he's there. Lastly, our everlasting Father's faithfulness. A good father protects and provides for his kids. A good father is loving and relational and present. In the same way a child is born that is spoken about here in Isaiah, the anticipated Messiah will become the king who will be the father to the children of Israel. He will protect them and provide for them. I mean, look at the time from when our Heavenly Father was with the Israelites from the time they left Egypt and how he took care of them all the way to the Promised Land, right? You know, even when they were acting ignorant, he took care of them. When they were hungry, he took care of them. When they were thirsty, he took care of them. The promise of Isaiah 9 is that you and I can depend on our everlasting Father. Isaiah, you can depend on him. Always. John 10:28-30 says, I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and my Father are one. No one can touch you. You can't snatch this kid. This kid belongs to me. And in Psalms 27:10, it says, "For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in." 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting out all your anxieties, cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." Our everlasting Father is what we have always looked for in our earthly parents. Someone that will never leave us and forsake us. Never. Never. Because at some point, even our earthly fathers will pass away. There's at some point, our earthly fathers will pass away. But our everlasting Father? Not a chance. Not a chance. Let me close. We can take comfort in the knowledge that Jesus will not leave us. He'll not leave us like maybe our earthly parents have, our earthly father. I know that this season, this Advent season, is hard. I know that's hard for some folks. Sometimes it's hard because maybe maybe it's the first Advent without your father. That's hard. Maybe it's hard because of just life. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of things going on right now in your life. It always seems to happen kind of like during this time of year. I don't know why, but we're faced with a lot of things. And all the things that we are faced with, the circumstances that we're faced with, our Heavenly Father says, our everlasting Father says, "Listen, I'm here. You don't have to do this by yourself. You were intended to do this by yourself. So quit trying to do it by yourself." We have a mighty Father, a mighty Counselor, a mighty God. An everlasting Father and a Prince of Peace. Father, this morning I pray that it's my prayer that those who are within my hearing will walk away today knowing that you love them. That maybe their earthly father wasn't there for them. Maybe their earthly father didn't care for them or protect them. And it's hard for them to grapple with the thought that there's an everlasting Father who will love them to the end of their day. And regardless of the circumstances, you will always be there. Always, always, always be there. So Father, for those who are going through a tough time right now, whether it's a financial issue, whether it's a health issue, whether it's emotional issue, whether it's a family issue, a wife issue, a husband issue, a child issue, we know that you are there for us. And we will depend and lean on you. In your name I pray. Amen.